From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President-elect Donald Trump is filling the first of many top positions in his administration. Trump tapped Senator Jeff Sessions to become his attorney general, Congressman Mike Pompeo as director of the Central Intelligence Agency, and retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn as his national security advisor. Flynn has championed Trump's promise to take a more aggressive stance on terrorism. Former CIA and National Security Agency head General Michael Hayden says the new job will challenge Flynn somewhat.
And so I think this job is going to extend him. It's going to demand that he up his game to be more broadly strategic than just tactical.
Unlike Sessions and Pompeo, Flynn will not need confirmation by the U.S. Senate. An official with President-elect Trump's transition team says he will meet Saturday with Mitt Romney, who has been mentioned in recent days as a potential candidate for Secretary of State. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says the increased security and police presence around Trump Tower in Midtown Manhattan would continue until the president-elect's inauguration on January the 20th. At a news conference with the New York Police Department and Secret Service on Friday, de Blasio said New York was considering asking for federal help to cover the increased costs.
We are particularly concerned about overtime costs, and we think it's a very valid situation to turn to the federal government for the maximum possible reimbursement for those costs. Again, a situation that this city has never been faced with before.
The mayor said security will be reassessed after the inauguration if Trump decides to split time between the White House and Trump Tower. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Barack Obama is on the final leg of his final foreign trip to Lima, Peru's capital, where he will seek to reassure U.S. allies in the Asia-Pacific region following the election of Trump. Obama had made a focus on Asia and the Pacific, called a pivot or a Asia rebalance, the cornerstone of his foreign policy. But that could change substantially after he leaves office in 9 weeks. The president and his free trade allies have pushed hard for years to put the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement, or TPP, into action. But on the campaign trail, the Republican nominee and now president-elect Trump has suggested he would disengage from Asia, calling TPP not in the best interest of America. The World Health Organization says the Zika virus no longer poses a world public health emergency, but stressed the need for a long-term response to the mosquito-borne disease is warranted. Dr. Peter Salama is on the WHO's Zika committee.
We are not downgrading the importance of Zika. In fact, by placing this as a longer-term program of work, we're sending the message that Zika is here to stay and WHO's response is here to stay in a very robust manner.
Brazil, which has seen the worst of the Zika crisis, said Friday it would maintain its emergency status. More than 2,000 babies have been born with microcephaly since last year, most of them in Brazil. The International Organization for Migration says tragedies involving migrants are mounting in the Mediterranean in recent days. So far, more than 4,600 migrants have died in the Mediterranean this year. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration reports at least 365 people have disappeared and are presumed dead after at least 6 incidents in the Mediterranean in the past 3 days. It says that brings the number of migrant deaths in the Mediterranean this year to a record 4,636. IOM spokesman Lena Doyle says deaths on the Mediterranean are surging because the migrants are making the dangerous sea crossing in poor weather and rough conditions. Survivors say smugglers are forcing migrants to get on board unsafe rubber dinghies, which take on water and gradually sink. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Haiti is going ahead with its rescheduled national elections on Sunday. Voting was delayed after Hurricane Matthew ravaged the Caribbean state last month. 6 million Haitians are eligible to vote for one of 27 presidential candidates, as well for members of both houses of parliament. Haitian authorities confirmed Friday that voting will go ahead even though much of the country's southwest is still dealing with serious storm damage. All of those offices are due to be decided on Sunday, although runoff, second-round votes will be necessary in many cases. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.